Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. As we turn our thoughts toward God today, I want us to focus our attention on Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4, which says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving." Our text exhorts us to give thanks to God, to enter His gates with thanksgiving. So we enter His gates with thanksgiving, first of all, because of His divine goodness. Verse 3 teaches that the Lord alone is God. And a proper understanding of God begins with knowing that the Lord alone is God. So many today think that they're the ones in charge of their lives, and that they are accountable to no one but themselves for their thoughts, their words, their actions. The unwise think that they can be their own gods, to their own condemnation. Christians, however, think on the Lord God as the living source from whom all blessings flow. In verse 3, we see that the Lord is our creator. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are completely dependent upon God for life. God created all things by His word. We belong to God because He is our maker and our provider. Some people who have accumulated wealth after starting at the bottom and working their way up describe themselves as self-made men. However, the Lord is our maker. Therefore, we are not our own, but His. Everything that we are and have is a gift of God's goodness and grace. God made me and all creatures. He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. Beloved, God preserves us. He richly and daily provides us with food and clothing, home and family, property and goods, and all that we need to support this body and life. He protects us from all danger, guards and keeps us from all evil. To get more specific, in our day-to-day lives, He furnishes us with health and family, farmland, forest, and town, city, police force, work opportunities, cars that take us to work, paychecks, and many more blessings. Why does God do all this for us? Are we so deserving of this? Psalm 14:1 reminds us that this is not the case, for there is none who does good, no, not one. Instead, God does all this purely out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in us. This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.